Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. iTunes, you can go to hell. Just go to hell. Oh, and by the way, go to hell. Yes, it's now starting. Go to hell. Well, other than that, good morning, everyone.
Other than that, you can go to hell.
Yeah, that's right. You can go to hell. Wow, we're live to send out a tweet, a twit, a twat, I don't know what the hell it is. Sports Talk with the Guys. I'm typing it fast.
It's live now.
Capital letters.
Right now.
So you...
Right fucking now.
Oh, my Lord. Be sorry. Are you okay?
I'm just following Steve Nash, that's all.
Well, we're not Steve Nash. We don't pretend to be, and we won't be. What's wrong with Steve Nash? Why does he do that?
When we do our basketball segment, I will let you know.
We're going to do a basketball segment. We might even do a segment on sports.
Here's a question for you, scorekeeper.
Already, dude?
Yeah, already.
We're only a few seconds in.
ESPN has a poll going right now.
Like it matters.
Should Pete Rose's lifetime ban for baseball be reversed? Yes or no?
Well, had I been elected commissioner of baseball, I had already given my answer on that.
Okay. Well, as a fan?
No, not as a fan. I don't give my comments as such.
Well, I need your
I will off. Qualify my answer, or quantify, whatever the hell. No, I think it's qualify.
Quantify?
Yeah, I don't think we're using numbers.
Okay.
Qualify, I had been elected. I am now a shadow commissioner. I was elected by the masses.
You're Commissioner Emeritus.
No, not Commissioner Emeritus. That means I was commissioner, and then I forego the title so I can let some usurper take over. All right, I'm sorry. I'll speak English. I'm leading a rebellion because I wasn't elected, so I am thinking I'm a dictator in
somewhere else.
As commissioner of baseball, I would have opened it up to the fans.
I just gave you an answer. No, you didn't. You're giving the political answer. I want your answer.
I'm giving you the scorekeeper answer that I will open it up to the fans to see.
Okay, well, you're a fan right now.
I'm not necessarily a Pete Rose fan.
You're a Joe fan. That's why it's your opinion. You're Joe.
Lifetime ban.
Okay. I will put that, and then let's see what the percentages are.
Lifetime ban.
Percentages.
He accepted it.
Percentages say 81% of people say it should be reversed. 19% saying no.
Well, it's not for them to decide.
I know. Well, if you were commissioner, you would be.
If I were, but the kids chose not to elect me. If I were commissioner, it'd be very clear that I would
be WBs?
Yes. So anyway, the rules are the rules, and I'm a fond believer in the rules, and that's the way things are. That he signed a lifetime ban.
Excuse me.
But the real smart people will turn and say, yes, which he was eligible to appeal every year. Yes! And good for him!
And why hasn't he?
Oh, I'm sure he has. Commissioner Seelig refuses to answer. Because he's a dick. And in news this morning, Seelig seems unlikely to lift ban on Rose. So as the commissioner is leaving, I don't believe we're going to have any last-minute pardons. As the term winds down, usurper, baseball commissioner Bud Selig hasn't changed his outlook on Pete Rose's lifetime ban for gambling.
Really? Really? Yeah, we know this. How do we know? How do you infer this, writer?
It's by the Associated Press. That rabble. How do you infer this? Oh, because he's still banned. Jeez. Selig visited Cincinnati on Friday for the opening of an urban youth academy, then drove down Pete Rose Way. How appropriate. To visit Great American Ballpark and the Cincinnati Reds Museum that contains many references to baseball's hit leader. Seelig declined to talk about Rose's chances for a reinstatement before he leaves office in January, but gave no indication that he was willing to lift the ban. Let's see. Mr. Commissioner, are you going to pardon Rose before you get out of office? No comment. Oh, Commissioner, what are you going to do about Rose's lifetime ban? No comment. Commissioner, is Pete Rose going to be reinstated? No comment. That's what the CELA does. So for them to actually try to run a story on this is a waste of time. This is all he does. Actually, he stutters a lot more, but that's neither here nor there. I only stutter when I'm nervous.
Rookie, do you like yoga pants?
Say who?
Do you like yoga pants?
Oh, no, wait, that's the Albert. Oh, you're already, again, Merle, you're distracted by those pictures already?
Yeah, I guess I like those.
Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing to the imagination with yoga pants.
It's called squat bro.
Squat bro?
Yeah, these are women who do squats to, you know, get in shape.
Wow. And boy, she is shape. Yeah, are you going to share this with the masses? Oh, you just did. You just did. You shared it with the masses. Wow. All right, big dog. Congratulations to the Angels. I believe they are in.
They are in first place, and they are the in baseball. All
right, big dog. You're going to go over the standings. I'm going to go over the scores. So, folks, hold on to your pantalones. This is from Friday, August 22nd, 2014, and this is a tradition here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Yes, it is, only because I say it is. Chicago Cubs, 4-1 over Baltimore. Arrieta over Guzman. Rondon picked up the save. Of course, I'm not going to do the other thing, but San Francisco, 10-3 over the Washington Nationals. Hudson over Fister. Wow, that really makes me happy. Atlanta!
So why was it significant that it made you happy?
Because I love when Washington loses.
No, Washington had a 10-game winning streak that was snapped yesterday because of the Giants.
Wow, you're much more into it than I am.
I can't know.
Way to go, big dog.
You know, I thought you had to do it more towards the end of the season.
Is it September yet? One of the greatest one-liners ever. Atlanta, 3-1 over Los Rojos, the Commies, the Pinkos, 3-1. Hail over Barra.
So happy.
Say who?
Right. Atlanta won.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's a closet Braves fan.
He's just a closet fan. Yeah, you're right. He is a Braves fan. But Atlanta, 3-1. Hale over Parra. Kimbrel gets the save. It's 38. Detroit, oh, my God, was butt-whipped by Minnesota, by Los Gemelitos de Minnesota. 20-6. It's a lot.
Wow.
Yes. Presley over Ray. Ray got the loss in this one. Wow. Yeah, I don't think there was a save in this one. Could a pitcher have earned a save in that game in a 26 blowout?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct, big dog.
Because they could have been going into the 8th inning or the 9th inning.
No.
No?
Had they pitched? Oh, well, yeah, all right. Fair enough, yeah.
They would have been going into the 8th inning, and they could have been tied, or they could have been behind 2-1.
Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying, yes.
Yeah.
Had they scored, like, 17 runs,
in the bottom of the ninth, or the bottom of the eighth.
Or, no, well, yeah, something like that. And then blew the 3-run lead, and they've gone higher than that. Had the pitcher come in with a 3-run lead or less, yeah, he could have done the save. Or he could have pitched 3 innings to finish the game. But a reliever pitching 3 innings?
Oh, my God, it's almost unheard of.
Yeah, ooh, talking dirty this morning. Arizona, 5-1 over San Diego. Colmenter over Despain. And, of course, Montero hit a home run like I really care. And the Yankees edge the White Sox 4-3. Robertson picked up the win. He's now 2-4 over Webb, who's 5-4. Abreu hit one out, as did Prado. Philadelphia, Paloli, whoever, beat the Cardinals 5-4. Kendrick over Wainwright. Papelbon picked up his 31st. Seattle just did it to Boston 5-3. Leon over Urahara, and Rodney picks up at 37th. Cespedes hit his 21st in a losing cause. And then, of course, Pittsburgh, 8-3 over Milwaukee. That's right. The Buccos. Way to go, baby. Locke over Gallardo. And Mick Cutchin hit his 18. The Angels did lose yesterday, 5-3 against Oakland. Gray beat Grilly. Doolittle, his 19th save. Trout and Hamilton hit it out, as did Crisp and Voit. Houston, who, like, really put it to the Yankees. They took 2 out of 3 out of the Yankees. Beat Cleveland 5-1. Sip over Allen. And then Tampa Bay just shut out Toronto 8-0. Smiley over Stroman. Longoria hit his 16th as Myers hit his 6th. Kansas City, Los Reales of Kansas City, beat Los Planeros de Texas 6-3. Ventura over Lewis. Holland picked up his 40th save. Miami 13, Colorado 5. Alvarez over Morales. Alvarez? Is that the same Alvarez? No, it can't be. It's a different Alvarez. Ken Ozuna picked up his 19th. And, of course, Los Dodgers beat beat down Metropolitanos 6-2, Heron over Nice, and Granderson of the Yankees. Oh, well, not of the Yankees, but, you know, he hit it out. Good morning, Matt Alvarez! And yes, good morning, Mr. Alvarez. Let's go. Oh, my God. It's like, well, here we go. Let's bring in the Braves fan because he is a Braves fan. And let's see if I get this one right. I like to get it right because it's just something I have to do.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning?
Doing good, guys. How's everything in California?
In California, the political party of the people, we are doing well. How you doing? Whoa!
I'm just surprised, man. The Braves are still in contention for a wild card. I mean, this is not a good team. And kind of hoping they don't get into the postseason so they don't get embarrassed again and again and again. So being a Braves fan is very frustrating.
I hear you, Brian. Well, we're going to go over the scores in just a moment. We're going to bring on, did you know percentage-wise the Braves have a better chance of making the playoffs than the Yankees?
Well, of course, you know. Of course. But still, it's still not a, I mean, to make the playoffs is one thing. I mean, anybody can make them, but to actually win them, to me, that's what the Yankees are there for. They're there for championships. The Braves are there for division wins, you know. That's all they care about is winning the division.
Wow.
It's, you know, there you go. You know, it's kind of like the Clippers and Lakers. We're there to win championships and host the championship banners. Clippers are there to hoist their Western Conference.
No! The Clippers are there just to sell out the days that the Lakers are not playing. That's the way it's always been.
You know, as bad as the Lakers have been the last 2 years, we still are on national TV 22 times this year.
That's right. And speaking of being on national TV, he is the man, the myth. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. Well, I don't know if you know him, man. I don't mean that biblically either. But you know him as the Spud of Spuds. The potato of potatoes. He is the hardest working man in sports.
You
don't
know
him
biblically.
I don't know him biblically. No, I don't.
You are the worst working man.
Good morning, Cash Potato, the hardest working man in sports. How are you, sir?
I'm awake. I got the cherry coffee all going and cherry vanilla coffee all going and getting all squared and running a little bit late this morning, but I'm here. How are you guys?
We're alive.
Yeah, we're doing well. And, Sonny, usually we drink what we don't have, and I am drinking French vanilla. You're drinking cherry.
Yeah, I got. They were on sale Walmart or Walgreens last week. I think I told you.
No, Sonny. I don't get French, and I don't get vanilla. You don't get cherry. Hey, I thought we established that. You know what? You buy what you don't get.
Thank you. All right, now I'm up to date. I'm still waking up. I get to go.
All right. Well, we still have quite a few people in the switchboard. We're going to get you in a moment. Big Dog, let's go straight to the standings, please, at Major League Baseball.
All righty. In the American League East, it is Baltimore leading the way. The Yankees are in second place, 8 games behind, followed by Toronto, Tampa Bay, and, of course, the lowly.
8?
Yes.
Still August, thank God.
The lowly Boston Red Sox, who are, in fact, the worst team.
Suck.
In the Central League.
What a shock.
It is Kansas City. Still leading the way by 2.5 games over Detroit, followed by Cleveland, the White Sox, and Minnesota. In the West, it is the best team in all of baseball, the Los Angeles Angels of Chavez Ravine, are leading the way with a slim lead, but it's still a lead of one game over the Oakland A's, followed by Seattle, Houston, and Texas. In the National League, excuse me, guys, it is the best team in the National League, the Washington Nationals, leading the way six games over the Atlanta Braves, followed by Miami, the Mets, and Philadelphia. In the Central, it is still the beer-drinking baseball team, the Milwaukee Brewers, leading the way by 1.5 over St. Louis, followed by Pittsburgh, scorekeeper's second-favorite team, the Cincinnati Reds, and the lowly Chicago Cubs. In the West, it is the Dodgers leading the way, 3.5 over.
Los Dodgers.
Yeah, 3.5 over the Giants, followed by San Diego, Arizona, and Colorado. As I said, the Angels are the best team in all of baseball, and the worst team in all of baseball is...
The Assholes.
The Texas Rangers.
I got it right.
They are bad.
I think even Cats didn't like that one. Before we get to the wild card, we're going to bring him on. He is our star from Southeast L.A. County. He is the one. He is the one who is. He still makes lots of girls scream because he does. They swoon over him. Good morning, Dream. How are ya?
Good morning, guys. I got my water heating up in the microwave because you guys were talking about your cherry vanilla and your French vanilla coffees going on. So I'm going to heat up my Vietnamese brand instant coffee that's stronger than all of yours put together, and we'll be good to go in a minute.
All right, Dream. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Guys, let's go ahead and take a look at the wild card standings in baseball. We're going to start off with the American League. Baltimore has the wild card, period. Kansas City is in second in the wild card, and the Angels are also in the wild card, but they're winning the division. So it's actually, I take that back. Forgive me, folks. Those are the division leaders. Yes, those are the division leaders. I apologize. Shut up. Anyway, the wild card is Oakland. They're six games ahead, so it's in the bag for them right now. Then Seattle. And then Detroit is half a game out, and the Yankees are 3.5. Toronto, 4.5. Cleveland, 5. And just to make them interesting, Texas is 20 games out of the wild card.
They can still do it.
They can still, yes, they can get on a massive winning streak, and they can do it.
So they're 19-1.
They can win 20 in a row, and they still wouldn't have a chance.
They can win 20 in a row, and still suck. Anyway, in the National League, the division winners we know are Washington, Milwaukee, Dodgers, and, of course, the division winners.
So the who?
Doyers. I got it right. Los Cardenales and the hated ones have the wild card spot, and Atlanta is one game out of the wild card. Pittsburgh, 2.5. Miami, 4. And the commie bastards are 8 games back. The Mets actually have a chance. They're 9 out. 9 out.
Yeah.
See, this is what you get.
The closest 11.
But you see, this is what you get when you start expanding the playoffs to everyone. Then you have teams with losing records are eligible for the playoffs. And I'm sure those cities love to have their losing teams qualify.
Yeah.
That's not what baseball was.
Look at the NBA East Coast. Look at the NBA Eastern Division. Usually the
608
seeds below 500 records.
Wow, that's playoff contention right there. That's parity, folks. That's competitiveness. That is academic athleticism right there, folks. You want to know what athleticism is? To this day, I look up athleticism, and I hear everyone talk about it and say, wow, that's the newest buzzword, athleticism. Athleticism, I love it. I'm sure they're going to quantify it with some numbers. But whatever.
Did you hear Cornish quantifying?
Speaking of what?
Quantifying.
What do you want to quantify, big dog?
Actually, I don't want to quantify anything, but I was going to say, did you hear Conan O'Brien the other day was talking about two new words that were put into the Webster's Dictionary?
I missed that. Please tell me.
Selfie and twerk are now in the Webster's Dictionary.
Good God.
And according to Conan O'Brien, he said, in other news, the National Dictionary will have its funeral on Wednesday.
Yes, thank you. Selfie and twerk have now made it into the...
Selfie actually narrowly beat out the word twerk. So actually, I take it back. Twerk may not be in there, but selfie is now in the dictionary of Webster's. Yes, I know.
My lord.
How stupid. That's why this country is in the shape it is. You're adding words like twerk to the dictionary.
Well, to be quite fair, in the beginning when they're, not biblically, but in the beginning when the dictionary first came out, the majority of words that were created and put into it came from a man in an insane asylum. So, just to give you a heads up, it hasn't changed much.
While there is quite a bit of truth to that dream, and maybe you and I can actually do a program on that and educate the masses, don't scare them right now.
You're going to edumacate us?
We're going to edumacate. And Dream and I are skilled at Ebonics. There is no doubt about it. So, folks, don't worry. Oh, and rumor has it, we also speak Cajun, too.
Cajun
anyway.
Sorry, scorekeeper had to throw his slurs in there just because. I was called, what was I called this week?
Rat bastard?
I was actually called a rat bastard. Yes, I was. I was called a rat bastard numerous times this week. But, no, I was called a bigot. I was called a bigot because of what I said on my program last week.
What did you say on your program?
Because I do not care about men marrying men. I was called a bigot.
How does it make you a bigot?
Do you care?
I said I don't care. And it,
that's your opinion, though.
Oh, well, no, hold on a minute. And Dream,
yeah,
I think you were... And Brian was there. I don't think Sonny
they
was.
They weren't listening.
They weren't listening, but they still called me a bigot because I said, I don't give a rat's ass about two men getting married. I don't. But if you're talking about two women getting married, I'm there. And it was very clear, but I was still called a bigot. I received two bits of hate mail.
Really?
That just to show you that we have to listen. And
you are a bigot. You are a bigot. Scorekeeper now. If you're not supporting this, then you're a hater or a bigot.
Is that the fact that he's not even supporting it? It's more in the fact that he just don't
doesn't
care.
Recognize it.
And there's it's not. I don't even think the fact that he doesn't recognize it. I just think he just doesn't care. And I've got the same situation going on, you know, in another around in here in Dallas. And it's the same thing. I don't care. It doesn't matter. How did scorekeeper put it? I don't want to mess it up, so I can't put it the way he put it. But, you know, out of all the things that I worry about, that's not one that comes to mind.
The problem I have, guys, is the tax breaks and benefits these guys get from being married. I mean, and God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, right? So, I mean, come on.
Rumor does have it.
Couch's situation is different. I mean, you're talking about men marrying men.
Well, the couch's situation, your situation, my situation, Dream's situation.
It's different because
we need to ask Dream because I know he gets hit on by girls and guys.
No,
so we should ask his opinion in a moment. Go ahead and finish your thought, Big Dog.
I said it's different because, you know, you're talking about men marrying men and women marrying women, but he's in Texas, so he's talking about men marrying, you know, cows and steers and stuff, so that's a little bit different.
Wow. that was funny, Big Dog. I'm sorry.
Remember, only two things come out of Texas, remember?
Officer and gentlemen.
And
Sonny's right, though. Really, who cares? I mean, let them do what they want to do. I mean, really, is it going to affect me in any way? I hope not. So if it does, then I'll start speaking up.
I don't care.
Well, okay, hold on. Well, okay. But by you saying as long as they do it in private, you don't care? See, but that's the issue. The issue is complete acknowledgement of the lifestyle. And that's why I don't put any qualifier. I just don't care.
That's what he was saying last week, which I thought was put. I got one of those things going on here. Yep. I just don't care.
I have been hit on by several male coworkers, which has shocked me. But, hell, if I get hit on, you know, okay, fine. But Dream, he gets hit on every day by both boys and girls. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, men and women. I'm sure the boys and girls do too, but that's, he doesn't put the vibe out there. He is very manly, and we'll leave it at that.
Manly man. He's a manly man.
He's close.
He's close. I don't know if he's a Messi. But Dream, it happens. I know it happens more often for you than for anyone else. You ever been hit on by a guy? Seriously?
Yeah, I've been hit on by guys, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know, man. That's a very dangerous topic to get into for a sports show, man.
That is. But and we're going to leave it at that because it's been the theme for this program for several weeks now because of all the stuff that's been happening. But, guys,
it has been.
The theme is we're here to talk sports. When Big Dog brought up the article or the story about them getting married,
I did.
What did I say? Remember, Sonny? Sonny remembers. I said, that is news? Seriously? That is the news? That's what we're going to talk about? That's what I said. And because I said that, that's why they flew off the deep end and called me a bigot. That's what it was, because they said, that is news. I said, no, it's not. It is not news. It is the law in many places. And if it's, and I didn't say this on air, but I responded to them, it will be the law shortly. So, yeah. It's like the parent telling the kid, shut the hell up, here's your cherry, go play. I mean, yeah, take your cookie, shut the hell up. So, but anyway,
something
we are going to move on, folks. We do have a lot of stuff to go over this week. I don't know if my glorious compatriots have anything they want to talk about first before the Big Dog and I start bringing up the topic. But, Dream, is there anything that happened this week that you want to go over first and foremost before we get into the stuff?
No, man, I'm just trying to recap on SportsCenter, and I'm trying to come up with all the preseason stuff and see what's going on in football, because I haven't gotten a chance to watch any of the games, and I'm kind of sad. I mean, I know it's preseason, but I still want to watch something.
Okay, fair enough. Appreciate that, but I'm sure you'll have something in a little bit. Brian, anything you want to go over first before we really get down and dirty and nasty?
No, I'm good, man.
Okay. Couch Potato, the man, the myth, the spud of spuds.
Next Friday is kickoff of high school football on the Couch Potato Sports Show as the Rowlett Eagles are taking on the Louisville Fighting Farmers, and that's 7:30 on Central Standard Time on Friday, 6 days from today.
And college football starts next Thursday, guys. College football kickoff Thursday night. So I'm ready.
Couch Potato, you still do? You cover high school football too?
I do.
Yes,
I cover
does.
My local. I cover my local team that where I live in Rowlett, Texas, Rowlett Eagles, and we are covering them again this year. We got blanked out of the booth on a couple of games last year, but. I took care of that this year, and the stat guy from the Texas Revolution is going to join me in those games as well.
Well, as you know, the number one quarterback, I guess, in the nation is heralding out of St. John Bosco High School in Bellflower, California. I forgot what his name was, but I just remember seeing the ad. And that's actually my alma mater. So I was wondering if that's something maybe you wanted me to look into, seeing if maybe you would get a chance to talk to these guys or see if you can get in touch with the athletic director.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if that's something that would fit in with your show or anything. But.
No, I'm just doing the play-by-play. Outside of the teams that the Rowlett Eagles play, I don't know squat. And you can capitalize the word squat about high school football. It's more the fact that I wanted to cover it for my local team because they're not covered and a lot of people really wanted it. So I went ahead and took the step forward in that.
Okay.
But, yeah, Dream, yes, most definitely. Please, by all means, go ahead and do that. Very quickly, folks, if you're listening and we know you are, we want to thank you for that. If you look at the three channels that are on, and actually it's four channels now because I do have a sports program on the flagship channel, and that's Mets Lounge. If you look at it, there is every day of the week there is sports, either with Brian with Couch Potato or here on Sports Talk Guys. I got to tell you, it doesn't get much better. There are very few people that can actually say that, and we are jazzed by that. I'm referring to it as the Alliance, the Sports Alliance.
Sports Illuminati.
I love that. That's a good term.
The Sports Illuminati? I don't know about that, Big Dog, but I am, gentlemen.
Why? Because, like us, no one can withstand our power. So
we may be the Sports Illuminati. Hey, Big Dog!
Wow.
Wow, the Alliance existed for like 3 seconds and was destroyed by the Sports Illuminati. Wow, Big Dog. I've been working, gentlemen, very quietly for a while, and I'm trying to establish a website that's for all three channels. And I think it's just, if the Alliance is gone, it's the Illuminati. The Sports Illuminati. Ooh, TSI. But anyway, good stuff, folks. Follow them. And if you have your Twitter feed and all that, Sonny, we got to get you a Twitter feed, but I'll help you with that.
I have one.
Bit. Yeah, I'm sure, but you never use it. But that's neither here nor there. But folks,
I don't
on.
Use it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you don't. So just give it to me. I'll take control.
You can have it.
Part.
You can have
Thank
it.
Thank you. All right, I will fill it up with all my junk. Don't worry, just kidding. Folks, and of course we have some other stuff going on. We've been doing a test. For those of you that know and don't know, we're going to debut a brand new program on Wednesdays. It's going to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time called Sports Brew. These two gentlemen were on Sirius XM Radio, and they're doing podcasting, and we were able to get them to move over to NDB Media. So we're going to be having DJ, and not the same DJ as a year ago, actually. It's another gentleman.
DJ Jessica?
And Sean, the Sports Brew. They're going to be debuting this day. We're working on getting everything set up. And we've been keeping it quiet for a while because we've been doing tests on air, and it's going to happen now, so we're very happy about that. And it looks like another program that we had on, they're returning from hiatus, and we're going to see what's going to happen. But anyway, folks, we're moving forward. And
really quick, I'll throw this out there because this is Yankees-related scorekeeper. At the end of the season, when Derek Jeter retires, all single-digit Yankee uniforms, Yankee numbers, will be retired. 1 through 9 will all be retired.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that pretty cool?
I'm not so certain about that. Well, yeah, I guess so. I actually.
Well, you gotta include Joe Torre. I'm including Joe Torre.
Okay, hold on, Big Dog. I actually have that information. You rat bastard. I actually do, and I was going to bring that up as a trivia later today. Way to go, Dream. No. There's actually trivia about it. There's trivia about the Yankees. And you know what? I'm going to hit you guys with it right now. Hold on. Derek Jeter's number two. He says that once he retires. Okay, now, here's a little bit of trivia that few people know this. Number 8. Who is the Yankees that have number 8? Okay, hold
there's
on a minute.
There's two of them.
You rat bastard! Yes, there's two of them. Big Dog, go ahead.
Bill Dickey and the great Yogi Berra.
Yes, the Yankees have retired 8 twice.
Why?
Because Bill Dickey was an awesome catcher.
Before
and he also... I should know this. He was before. I paused there for a moment. I apologize.
So they actually retired it for the second night for Yogi Berra.
Well, no, it was not retired for Bill Dickey. But when it came time to retiring Yogi Berra, they're like, well, yeah, how about Bill Dickey? And yes. So the number 8 has been retired for Bill Dickey and Yogi Berra. So, sorry. Just wanted to get that very clear.
So who else
is Don Mattingly, number 23, is retired, which was a bit surprising to me. It is retired. Who, as is Reggie Jackson,
of course.
44. A little bit of trivia, kids. Is number 54 retired?
Are you talking about Maniero Rivera?
No, he's number 42.
No.
And that's, here's another bit of trivia. The Yankees already retired number 42, and that's for Jackie Robinson. But now it's also going to be retired for Mariano Rivera.
Yeah. Well, but it's a little bit different than it's for Jackie Robinson. That's a Major League Baseball.
Yeah, thank you. It's not a national retirement. It's a baseball retirement.
Anyways, what number were you saying?
54.
He is not retired.
Anyone know who number 54 was in Yankee lore?
He's
in the Hall of Fame, though.
Okay. Lou Gehrig.
Well, thanks for adding the 50 to his number 4. But no, it was Goose Gossage.
It's the Goose.
Yeah, Goose, baby. Oh, it's a surprise.
Yeah, he had the thickest mustache in Major League Baseball history, I think.
Oh, by the way, Big Dog, I finally saw the video when the throw is being, whoever threw it from first to second, and allegedly Reggie Jackson stuck his butt out there.
Stuck his ass out.
No, I've seen the video now.
But you're biased because you're a Yankee.
But he doesn't even move his butt. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see if we can find
it. Don't call me dude on this issue.
Big Dog got animated right now.
When he runs, his ass is so damn big and moves.
That is true. But we're going to have to find the video. But you're out of control, buddy. You are way out of control.
I love it.
The one goddamn time that Steve Garvey threw an actual good throw to second base and Reggie Jackson throws his ass in the way.
Well, revisionist history, lad. He was at first.
I know, going from first to second. That's the thing. The only time...
No. The video is the throws coming into first.
We'll do it.
It's okay. We're going to see the video, Big Dog, but that's okay. You actually remember that. I don't. I just know the Dodgers lost. Sunny Park.
I have one more bit of trivia for you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Scorekeeper. Yankee retired number 16. His uniform is number 16. And...
Chairman of the board!
Huh?
Chairman of the board?
Yeah, chairman of the board. You're right. My favorite left-handed pitcher... Wyford. His nickname is Chairman of the Board. He's the ace pitcher.
My favorite pitcher is also a lefty from the Yankees. The Big Dog may know this one. He is Gator. That's his nickname. Or Louisiana Lightning.
That rings a bell.
Number 49.
Ron Guidry.
Solemn pitch. Wow. I mean, talk about a guy that could easily have played in the dead ball era, could play today, and he played Louisiana Lightning. That guy.
And by the way, Mariano Rivera has already retired. His number has already been retired.
Yes.
Last year.
Yes. So there you go. There are some of the numbers. There's a little bit more to say that we're going to go. But I did my homework on that.
Who's number 10?
I'm sorry?
Who's number 10? Actually, the first 10 numbers are retired now.
Actually, Big Dog, 1 through 9. Oh, wait, hold on. What's that?
10's retired, too. That's Phil Rizzuto.
Scooter!
Yep, Scooter.
Yeah,
went to the World Series 10 of 13 seasons.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, there's some incredible Yankees there. Now, I'm also going to do a little bit of trivia about Yankee Stadium, but I was going to do this. Funny that you guys would hit the Hall of Fame numbers right now, but we're going to be talking about a little trivia as well. I actually called the home run on the last day of the season, said, who's going to be the guy to hit the final home run in Yankee Stadium? And as I was watching the game, in the first inning they said, who's going to do it? And I said, okay, well, it's not going to be a big-name guy. It's not going to be a small. And then I thought about it. Who is the only successful team that really does the Yankees in? And that would be the Angels. And I said, Jose Molina is going to hit the last home run. And, oh, my God, did he. Unbelievably so. He hit the last home run at Yankee Stadium. Who hit the first one? And that was, of course, Babe Ruth. And then there's also another little bit of trivia. Who hit the home run in the newly refurbished Yankee Stadium? That's number 15, Thurman Munson. So,
well, who hit it in the newest stadium?
I wrote that one down. I don't know that one.
That's what I thought you were talking about when you said the
I said the refurbished one back in the 70s. I wrote it down. Well, I'm not certain. And we will probably never see who will hit the last home run at the new Yankee Stadium. Think about that, guys.
No.
Yeah, we won't know. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and move on. Big Dog, what would you like to go over? Let's all switch over to basketball, because I know you're chomping in the bit to get some news in there. Something happened in the world of basketball other than Sean Marion becoming a Cavalier.
That was big, though.
Yep. The trade-in principle has been made for Kevin Love to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It included a third team, the 76ers, who get Mbah Amute.
Hey,
who?
Watch your language.
Yeah, Alexis Chived and a future round draft pick.
I love it when you pronounce names, Big
likely
Dog.
Likely from Miami's 2015 first-rounder via Cleveland. Minnesota gets Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Bennett, and Thaddeus Young. Thaddeus Young, of course, is going to be coming from the Sixers.
You see, and once again, folks, this is why I love listening to the morons out there. They had predicted this trade. It was signed, sealed, and delivered, and these were the details. And they got it wrong!
Yeah, Sixers were last
minute. They got more. We don't know that, Big Dog. We don't know if they were the last minute. But everyone was saying it was three draft picks or one guy. And when the deal is done, which we all know was done weeks ago based on what you told me, the deal had one tail to it. So it makes me laugh.
I think
you
quietly called it Big Dog an idiot.
Now, don't forget.
I don't know. I have to read.
Now, don't forget, this case is done in principle. And it has not actually gone through. Because.
So is it done or not, Big Dog?
They are in a verbal agreement right now.
Oh, I guess that's right, because what I contended.
Because
you can't create a kid.
The Phoenix Suns have thrown in a last-minute pitch to try and get Kevin Love.
So, in other words, this isn't done yet.
No, but like I said,
Phoenix Suns are not going to get him,
in principle.
Nice.
So, who's reporting this?
And yesterday was the very first day that the trade could have happened.
And it hasn't happened.
Because of Wiggins.
Funny, guys, it hasn't been announced yet. So I guess the thing isn't. By whom?
By the Cleveland Cavaliers and also Minnesota Timberwolves. But as I said, until they actually go and introduce them, it's not done. It's just like any trade. It's just like LeBron. LeBron hasn't officially been a Cleveland Cavalier. Up until I think a week and a half after it was all announced, they became official. So everything is done in principle.
Well,
it's not like baseball where they train and all of a sudden they're already on the plane two minutes later.
Well,
I don't flying away.
See, but here's the thing, Big Dog. In baseball, we have specific rules,
And
that once the deal is done, the deal is done. And for them to say it's done in principle, that means nothing's done.
Okay, in principle.
Well, again,
in principle, the scorekeeper is the new commissioner.
Let me tell you, rules would be a lot different if I'd been the commissioner, but that's neither here nor there. I really don't understand why basketball does this 7-day stuff where you can talk and can't make deals and stuff. But whatever, and it's kind of interesting that you have to sign a guy and keep him for 30 days, and then.
Well, no, that's for a rookie contract out of college.
That's what I mean. And it's like, what's the point? So, folks, there you go. They do some interesting stuff in the NBA and in the NFL. But
what's the other story that you wanted to get to, Big Dog?
I think I know what this one is.
Of course, Kobe is on his way back. People in the sports world and non-sports world are spouting how great he looks and how great of a person he is and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, knowing that he was parking some girl while he was married.
So,
yeah, he is a great person.
Along with 90% of the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball.
You may be generalizing there, Big Dog. All we know is that they call him great, but he got caught. So he's far from great.
Okay.
Let's go on, Big Dog.
Okay. He is a great basketball player.
Sure. Go ahead.
They asked Steve Nash his opinion of Kobe Bryant and how he feels about him. And Steve Nash said three little words. Now, for the children that are out there, there is a slight disclaimer right now. So cover your ears or go away for about 20 seconds and then come back. Okay, Steve Nash told the reporter, they said, what do you think of Kobe Bryant? And he said very slowly, very methodically, motherfucking asshole. And that's all he said.
Wow.
They are tapes. This got back to Kobe Bryant.
Well, you have to understand. That's why I said, weren't they teammates?
No, this is the part you're going to love. This got back to Kobe Bryant. He was ecstatic that Nash actually told the truth. So Kobe says, I am an asshole. I am not, I'm the type of leader.
And
I've
been there with it. Au contraire, Mr. Kobe Bryant. Actually, he didn't call you an asshole. He called you a
But Kobe says that was great that he actually told the truth and didn't give the politically correct answer. And he loved Nash for it.
Oh, I don't think he does.
I think he does because Kobe himself has said, I'm not a nice guy to be around. All I want to do is win and win championships. And if you're not on the same page.
Howard!
You're not the same page with me? Get the hell out of here. All right. Because that's another thing that's come up with Howard, because Howard made the list.
Let's see.
Howard made the list of the top 10 worst Lakers of all time.
Oh, he did?
I wouldn't actually put him in there because his numbers were decent, but it was all the other stuff that went on that maybe made him made the list. But evidently now it's coming out that Kobe Bryant called him out in one of the games, I guess in the locker room.
Sure.
And I guess was in his face telling him, every name in the book.
He was probably telling him that's a lot of gay.
And they said it was a very four-letter word-laced outrage.
Ooh,
and
cool.
All Dwight Howard did was lower his head, and he did not say a word and did not even defend himself. Because everybody was saying, he wanted all the adulation, all the credit, he wanted all the superstardom, but didn't want any of the responsibility that went with it.
So are they going to sign him this year, Steve Nash?
he's still signed.
He's still under contract.
He's still under contract.
That's what I'm saying. Is he actually going to play for the Lakers?
I'm sure he is. I was being sarcastic.
He's gonna give it the old college try.
Yeah, because he's hurt.
He knows what he can do. We've all seen what he can do.
He isn't going to be back. That was the point. That was the major point of my statement. He knows he's not going to be back. He knows he's on his way out the door, and he knows he's still going to get his money. And so he took the parting shot right on out the door.
He's going to try it. He says he knows what he has in him still. It's just that his body is failing him. But he wants to give it one last try, and he has said this is his last season. So this is his swan song.
Scorekeeper? Wow. That was, we were in full admiration of Steve Nash. Way to go, Steve, for being honest. But as my email at work says, when a man needs to use a swear word, it's because they have nothing to say. So I'm going to have to get that quote. It is a very famous quote. But when people do swear, and the big dog does not swear, I will swear from time to time.
Way
to go, big dog. All right, big dog. Sonny Clark.
Yes.
All the time they phone him. The big dog really doesn't swear unless he gets mad.
No, he doesn't.
And you don't either. I'm the one.
I try not to.
That does.
I try not to.
But you don't. Dream doesn't either. I'm the one. Then I've been working on it for years now. No, to stop. No, I don't have to work on that, big dog. I've been working on it because I've always laced my speech with colorful metaphors. But if I'm going to use that line in my email that says only idiots use swear words, then I have to cut it out myself. So, sorry, Matt. I'm now sensitive to you. I wasn't sensitive all these years. But for those of you that missed it, Matt Alvarez, 8 years on the radio, folks. He started, it was his 7th anniversary. He begins year 8 on Monday. It's worthwhile. All of us were in the program. It was kind of neat, especially a most recent conversation where the big dog went to town, and it was rather funny. So if you guys get a chance to listen in, it's a good program. Thank you, Matt Alvarez. It was a lot of fun. But Matt covers the entire year, which is really neat. and it's worth listening to. So it was a lot of fun. Again, thank you, Matt. I think that's 3 years in a row that I get punked in the annual show, and it's kind of miserable.
No, I have not had time to listen to that, so don't go too much into detail.
The sad thing is that poor Matt goes to listen to our program to get the material. Like, poor Matt. Wow, he's going to deal with us as well.
Are you talking about being binding number 29?
No comment. But, yes, it was a recent conversation that we had on air. I don't want to say anything else because you have to go and listen to it. Dude, Matt Alvarez actually gave you the highlight, big dog.
Please slam the shit out of me.
But it was great, dude. It was funny. It was hilarious. I didn't even know that we had that conversation and we had it on air. And Matt made it the highlight, dude. He blew you on air. Oh, he did. He gave you a lot of love. So anyway, folks. Good. We're going to continue. We're finishing up the second quarter right here on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterback on Saturday. We're going to check out our website, ndbmedia.net.
I do have it downloaded.
Yes. And twitter.com/ndbsports and or ndbmedia. You can find us on Facebook as well, Sports Talk with the Guys. And you can also find the ndbmedia page as well. So there you are, folks. We're ready to continue. We are finishing up the second quarter and the first half here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Big Dog, any other bit of basketball news or what else would you like to bring to the table before we move on?
Nothing much. Just good. Team USA is getting ready for their tournament. Of course, the season will be starting. Preseason will be starting soon. So we got that to look. I have that to look forward to. And that's about it.
All right. Well, folks, we did discuss very quickly, and I'm going to go to Cap Potato on this one before I go to the Big Dog. As we mentioned, Sean Marion, we do know, has committed to sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Sonny Clark, what are we expecting now from the Cleveland Cavaliers? If the expected trade goes through, as we know it's agreed to in principle, are the Cleveland Cavaliers going to be a dangerous team this year?
I think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know if you remember, we talked about when the Big Three got together and we were saying, well, they wouldn't win the championship, but they'll probably make the playoffs, but they won't do anything in the playoffs. When I look at the team, And by the way, they did something in the playoffs. They made it to the championship. They just didn't win it. When I look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, I don't see that much firepower behind it, more so to say, yeah, you're going to see this team in the championship game. I see them making the playoffs, but really it's all about, when you think about it, Sean Marion, as much as I am a Sean Marion fan, I love me some Sean Marion. His health is going to be the biggest question, whether or not he can make it through the full season and not be dead tired when it comes around. So utilization of him when it's time, when they can rest him and get good rest for him, will be vital for the Cleveland Cavaliers if they do it. If the Cleveland Cavaliers go ahead and make the trade for Kevin Love, that means they're going to go ahead and they're going to lose Wiggins. I think that could be the thing that really stops this team from moving forward in the playoffs. I think they'll be missing that piece, although they have Kevin Love, although they'll have LeBron James. I don't know about the other two, the rest of the bench, if they can get the job done to get them into the championship game. However, I expect to see them in the playoffs. And, you know, as much as LeBron James will put it out there that, you know, it's a rebuilding, he's expecting to get to the playoffs. So, I think that's what you can expect. And I'll put it to this. I think they get the first round. They get the first round out of the way. They'll make it through the first round. After that, it'll be up to the health and how the team is playing, and we'll probably know more about that by midseason.
I want to congratulate Mr. Anal Thabetic himself because he was on First Take recently, and since he has been in a lot of trouble lately for speaking his mind, he went ahead to take the initiative again. And instead of speaking his mind, he went ahead and decided to suck LeBron James's whatever. Remember,
oh, you mean he turned into Colin Cowherd?
Oh, you're funny. Mr. Anal Sabetic on First Take was talking about how most players that have played with LeBron James say that they love him as a teammate because he is the best teammate to have, and that everyone else that makes fun of him is only because of his off the court thing. But he is the greatest player to play with, and that's what Mr. Anal Sabetic was talking about this week. Big dogs, Cleveland Cavaliers. Sonny Clark says they're going to make the playoffs and probably do well in the first round.
Yes.
That may be about it. What are you expecting, Guru? I mean, is this a team that's going to be, compared to everyone else, are we expecting this team to be dynamic, exciting, or is it really going to be just the strength of LeBron James? Tell me, big dog.
It will be a little bit of both, but mainly it will be the strength of LeBron James. It will be like when he was with Cleveland before, he will take the team on his back to try and take him to the championship. They're probably going to be the number four, number five seed at the end of the year because of the weakness of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
If you look at the Eastern right now, now that Paul George is out for the year, Indiana, first of all, was a team, you didn't know who was going to show up for Indiana. So they're completely out of the picture, I believe. They're going to swan dive. That only really leaves the Chicago Bulls and Cleveland. And pretty much everyone else is just kind of positioning themselves to make it to the playoffs. But I see LeBron, because of the last 4 years, the amount of minutes that he's played these last 4 years, kind of like the Kobe Bryant thing, he's going to get tired. He's going to be tired by the end of the season if they don't use his minutes conservatively. And I don't think they will, because after LeBron James and, say, Kevin Love, you really don't have a person that can put up 25, 35 points. You know, the younger guys might be able to do something down the line, but now, right now, they won't. Now, if you do remember, though, LeBron said, we're not going to win a championship this year, so don't expect it. He didn't say anything about not making the playoffs. He's expected to make the playoffs because he knows how weak the East is. Miami now is an afterthought. I mean, they still have Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. So they may get the third seed. You never know. But I look for Cleveland to be probably getting home field advantage. So you're looking at number three, number four, possibly the five seed, depending on what they do. But they should get past the first round, and then the second round is when it'll get interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you never know how Paul George will heal. He may be one of those miracle guys that makes it back just before the season ends, and you know his muscle memory will be good, so he won't pull that Derrick Rose shit. But Derrick Rose, by all accounts, everybody is saying that Derrick Rose is back to his MVP form, according to Mike Krzyzewski, who has watched him every single day. And he's saying he's putting moves on that he hasn't seen in 3-4 years. And, of course, with the addition of Paul Gasol, they should be pretty damn force down low. So it'll be interesting.
Ray Allen, big dog.
Who gives a shit?
Really? He's done? Doesn't matter.
He has yet to make his decision.
Yes.
But he says, I think he's filling it out right now, and who he feels he's going to be maybe going to. Of course, he wants one more ring, so he's going to be going to a championship contender. But he says he would be more than happy to just retire. That he's fulfilled all that he needs to fulfill. But if there's someone out there, so I kind of look for him.
How many rings does he have? With Boston, one.
And with Miami, two.
Oh, he was 2 years with?
I believe so. Wasn't he 2 years in Miami? Or did he win that with just 1 year?
Well,
last year was his first year.
Oh, really?
Okay, so he's.
I thought so. I might be wrong.
Hold on. If I thought Ray Allen only played 1 year, he didn't get a ring.
He played 2 years for Miami. He won the first year, didn't win the last year.
All right, so he does have two rings.
That's true. Okay. Going for third. You know, and I think he may be one of those guys that doesn't sign with anybody at the beginning of the season, but he'll keep himself in shape. And around January, when all the injuries start happening, hey, who's available? We need a shooter. Oh, the best three-point shooter of all time. He's available.
It's amazing to me that he has not been signed, and we haven't even really heard any talk about it.
Hmm?
I'm sure people have been contacting him, but what would he sign for? Would he sign the major league minimum?
I think it would be whatever you want to sign for. that would be the minimum he could get, but they would prorate it. Of course, they could give him a $10 million contract and prorate it. It depends on who he goes with. All right. Fair enough.
All right, folks, we are now at the...
What do you think?
Folks, we're at the halftime. We are right in the middle, so we're starting the third quarter now here on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
I want a halftime show.
We don't have a halftime show here.
I want a wardrobe.
We talk too much.
I want a wardrobe malfunction.
We talk too much. Yeah, there's no doubt. Wardrobe malfunction?
No, halftime.
Don't even start with that crap, big dog.
Why not?
You had to admit what happened last week? You're a dick, dude.
What could happen?
There's a reason why we never have cameras here when we do this program live. The big dog had a wardrobe malfunction. We're talking about his T-shirt ripping open. You know what? I know that.
Wow!
Must have been
hard for the scorekeeper to hold back.
I want to. Whatever. I want to see. I didn't want to see, but I wanted to ask Big Dog now. How far along are we there, pal? You know, how soon do we deliver?
Well,
I'm only 2 months along.
Damn.
Time.
See,
I must be carrying twins then.
Yeah, he's 36 months along, and I'm only 2 months.
But, and I've always said, I have a six-pack. It's just covered by the 12-pack above it.
Yep.
No, actually, no, you should have said I have
actually,
a
I have a case.
Yeah, there it is. There, you beat me to it. Oh, Dream, how many six-packs do you have? You got one six-pack, huh? Or do you have the Bartles and James four-pack?
No, I may not have the six pack, but I got a. I may not have the six pack, but I definitely have that the 40 downstairs.
There you go, folks. Lots of humility
over
here.
You took my cake joke, so I had to come up with something.
I know, Sonny did take our cake joke. I mean, that's where I was going for. And. But if Cuervo were here, I guess he has a washboard, not a six-pack, right? He has a washboard. Yeah. I'm sure he was probably spending
what,
a lot.
What I did want to
do the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, Tim did the ice bucket challenge.
I saw Tim did it, and I was a bit disappointed that we didn't get called out. I was genuinely disappointed. I expected him, but I don't think he called anyone out.
And Cuervo did it, too.
Cuervo did it?
Yeah, look on his page.
I guess I'm not a lawyer then. Well, no one called us out. So, you know, so be it. No one has called Sports Talk with the Guys out. I don't know.
But that's okay. You can still make a donation.
I already
that's
did because
right.
I ain't doing it. I am 47 years old, fat, and I don't have the thing that the big dog has on his stomach, but... or on his chest, and I don't want it, so I'm not going to do it.
Well, I actually, no one's asked. No one has asked, so I'm not going to do it. But, you know, for you to ask, you have to have done it yourself. That's the point. We have not been called out. I did see the one where George Bush was called out.
Yeah, did you think that was?
I thought that was kind of funny.
Do you think it was set up that way?
Of course it was.
It was set up.
It was set up, but it was still well done because I thought that he was very humorous when he said, look, folks, I'm not going to do this. It's not presidential. It was very genuine. And then when she shows up and does it, she goes, ah, that checks my, because I'm not doing my hair. That was pretty,
I want to see if Clinton does it because remember he challenged Bill Clinton.
That's
I think
classic because they can laugh at each other.
Yes. You know, and then, you know, but...
Bill Clinton should do it smoking a cigar.
And then call out Monica, right?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That would be incredibly
Ron
hilarious.
Ron White did it with a cigar.
Who did it with a cigar?
Who did it
no,
with a
you
cigar?
Know what they should do? They should do the... Bill
Ron
Clinton
White.
Should do the... Bill Clinton should do the ice bucket challenge, right? And just show from the chest up. And then he says who he challenges. And then have Monica Lewinsky stand up. And say, and I challenge, because she was downstairs
right.
And got it too.
And of course, 24. Oh, all right.
And 24 hours later, you know.
Well done. Happened. Yeah, 24 hours later, the worst.
Monica Lewinsky would challenge. Monica Lewinsky would challenge Mrs. Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so there's something. You know what, guys? It took me a moment to realize what you were saying, Dream, but yeah, that was actually creative. There are some things that are going to happen with the Clintons, but there's just one word that you know they will never say, and that's Monica. I mean, yeah. Talk about being analphabetic. There is not going to be that one word used. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. And a little bit of news is, you know, Jeff Gordon raced to his third NASCAR Sprint Cup victory of the year, holding off Kevin Harvick on Sunday for his first win in Michigan. Of course, we know that was last week. And, of course, what's-his-face didn't race yet again.
And he will not, that's what we're going to talk about. He will not race this weekend either. And, of course, it's Tony Stewart, who right now is in seclusion and is said to be devastated of what happened. And he has now sat out three races. Now, of course, he is in the mix. And that challenge is coming up very, very quickly. He may miss the challenge because of not racing, period. And truthfully, I don't think he cares. And there's a lot of rumors going out right now that Tony Stewart may be done, that he may never race again, that he can't get behind the wheel.
Okay.
That's just a rumor, of course, conjecture.
Yeah, and I'm going to play with that conjecture for a moment. I'm going to invite Green in on this one. Look, guys, everyone ripped the Tony Stewart team because they were in full damage control, and to shut the press up, they were saying, look, he's racing. There's no story, go away. Well, people are like, you just killed someone, dude, and you're racing? Dude, what's going on? And then the story came out that he, you know, and they never made a decision. It was just to shut everyone up. The reality is he never was going to race. So we're always getting several stories. The point is, folks, we didn't hear anything from him. The reality is he killed someone. I told you the story, something similar to me. You know, and I didn't kill that person, but I was damn close. And it still bugs me to this day. I still think about it when people are stupid and decide to do a U-turn right in front of me. Because I didn't say it, but that dumb wench was on the side of the road, she was dropping someone off, and she didn't look over her shoulder. She just decided to make the U-turn from the side of the road, cross my lane, cross the other lane, but she didn't make it to the other lane because the scorekeeper was traveling right there. And she made the turn right in front of me. I had no time to react. No time. I was doing 31 miles an hour. I slammed my brakes, and my car still, you know, went so far into the cockpit. Had I been going faster, had I been 10 feet closer, the lady's dead. I would have crushed her in the front seat. So, and I still remember that vividly. Tony Stewart killed someone. So, you're wondering if he's going to race? Look, we all dislike people, guys. But did he really dislike that kid that much that he's satisfied that he's dead? You know, for those of you that have never taken a life, and I say this in all candor, you don't know until you've done it. And you really have no right to say anything over those of us that have. And it's just the way it is. It is what it is, folks. And with this guy, you don't know what. Look, I, who have had experiences, I'm not going to get into the details of what I've done for King and Country. The point is that once you've done so, there is nothing like it. You can't compare it. You don't even talk about it. So for Tony Stewart, if he's not going to race, you know what, Tony Stewart, thank you very much. When you're ready, if you're ready, Merry Christmas. We'll have you back. But for everyone else starting on these rumors about, oh, he may never race forever, you don't know what's going on. And you don't. My old line when I was growing up, you don't know. Let it go. If anything, you support the family and you try to move on. It is a tragedy that it happened. And for everyone that's saying he gunned it and he was aiming for him, folks, I don't know what video you're watching because it's not on video. For you to say he gunned it, it's not on the video. You're making it up. unless there's another video out there, there's no proof that he was aiming for him and that he gunned it. It's funny. There were 30 cars out there, and someone gunned their engine. And they said, oh, that was Tony Stewart. You don't see that in the video. So at first, people are like, oh, he did it on purpose. And then now they're like, oh, well, he may never race forever. You can't have it both ways, you morons. Either he meant to do it or he didn't.
And now they're saying that he meant to do it, and now that the fatal thing has happened, it's really messed him up because he actually did it on purpose. So, God, there's so many stories about this one, Big Scorekeeper.
Yeah, there is. And right now, I appreciate
what you're
saying. Right. And you know what? I have no problem not hearing from him. You know, guys, and Dream and I have talked about this. Silence is deafening. And that tells more of a story. You know what? This guy's not talking is not reading. Your actions speak louder. And before I go back to Big Dog Dream, did you want to comment on this?
No, I just want to say that, you know, it is a tragedy whenever a life is lost, intentional or unintentional. You know, we don't know what the story is, and I don't think anybody will ever really know what the story is on that. But, you know, it's just my condolences out to the victim's family. And, you know, I actually want to send some juju to Tony Stewart and his family, too, because that's not easy to go through. And he's going to have to come to peace with whatever it is, whatever demons are inside of him, he's going to have to deal with. You know, and it's whether or not he returns to race, as far as, like, the media goes, it's going to be damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, somebody's going to come up with a story because they want airtime, and that's what's going to fly until somebody else comes out with another story. Because, again, silence is deafening. If he's not commenting, he's not saying yay or nay, they're free to say whatever they want to say. And however sad that is, you know, he just doesn't care. You know, he's got his own stuff he's battling with, and he could care less what anybody is saying. You know, when you're involved in that kind of situation, you need to, I mean, you're going to have to deal with it one way or another. If he chooses not to deal with it, it's still going to deal with him. You know, it's going to take control of his life. It's going to shape and contort his reality, you know, and it's going to come out in other aspects of his life, you know, and just studying psychology, you know, it's going to surface one way or another for him, you know, whether it's how he treats other people, how he deals with driving. I mean, it's going to come out, you know, so we just got to be patient and let him figure his stuff out, and hopefully he deals with it and comes to term with it in full circle, you know. But I mean, in the meantime, you know, I just wish him peace for his soul, you know. That's all
Big Dog,
I got to say about that.
You brought it. Thank you, Forrest. Big Dog.
Yes, sir.
You want to add to that and finish that thought off on that one for Tony Stewart?
No, I mean, like you said, I mean, no one knows who's seen. He personally has not released any statement whatsoever. He's allowing his team and his agents and stuff to talk for him, but he doesn't want to face anybody. I mean, it you know, as you said, unless you've done it yourself, you don't know what the person's going through or what they're thinking. You know, from what everybody's been saying, I mean, he's totally devastated, and he's just in seclusion in one of his homes somewhere, and I guess trying to work things out of what he's going to do for the rest of his life. Because, you know, NASCAR racing is an extremely dangerous sport, and if you don't have 100% concentration on what you're doing, you could hurt other people and, of course, yourself. And that is probably also weighing on his mind. You know, what if I do it again? What if I make one wrong turn? What if I, you know, a lot of what ifs right now for Tony Stewart. So, as you said, until we actually hear from him, you know, then fine, step away. I mean, you know, you already have a great legacy. You know, there's nothing left to prove. He's a 3-time NASCAR champion. So,
was he a 5-time?
No, 3. You know, he's done it before. He's been there. He's been to the top. He's, you know, been to the bottom, and He's right now trying to struggle.
Actually, he is at the worst place that he could be.
So, you know, just like scorekeeper said, give him his time to think of what he's going to be doing, and if he comes back, we'll take him back with open arms. If he doesn't, well, you know, thanks for the memories.
Tony Stewart, I know you're not listening to us, but we do know that people do listen to us. And I know we're concentrating Tony Stewart and for the family of the young man Ward, snuffed out early in his life. You know, it is sad for us as well to have seen that happen. And I'm not going to sit in judgment on what you guys are going to do. You do what you need to do. It is shattering. A 20-year-old lost in the flower of his life. I mean, we've seen what happened. We know what happens. It's devastating. For Tony Stewart, dude, you do what you need to do. As Big Dog said, you do what you need to do. We're going to move on that one. And we do want to recognize everyone in the chat room. Of course, Matt Alvarez is in there. And let's see, Matt says, do you want to talk to him on the phone? Yeah, I'm sure we do. Yeah, I guess we would talk to Tony Stewart. But anyway, maybe if Tony Stewart wants to have an audience, we'll give it to him here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Oh, speaking of such, and for those that are hosts here with NDB Media, we're going to have some announcements this weekend. And for those of you that are on the internet, do you know who Wing Girl is? Marnie, the Wing Girl? I do. I've been following her for 2 years. She's on YouTube. No, she doesn't. She's Wing Girl. And we're going to be interviewing her shortly. She's committed to being on the program. And she's cool. She's Wing Girl. Marnie, the Wing Girl. She's on YouTube. Pretty big. And, well, she's not big per se. She's beautiful. But she's a lot of fun. I've been watching her videos for a long time. She's going to be on with us shortly. And we have several other guests through the Anderson Group. Yeah, that big PR group in Hollywood. Anderson is working with us, and we're going to be having a slew of guests. So just stay tuned as the announcement happens. We're trying to get Def Leppard, but it's obvious that we have to work through their guest list. But Def Leppard is one of their clients. So we ask every week. She's good enough, dude. So anyway, we're going to move on
to the Twitter account.
I'm sure she does.
You should follow her.
No, I follow her on YouTube.
Well, follow
her. I like her videos. She's funny. She's cute.
She probably posts them on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm sure she does, Big Dog.
Follow her.
I don't follow her on Twitter.
Follow her on Facebook.
I don't follow her on Facebook. Yeah. I follow her on YouTube.
Well, she's right here in Venice.
Yes, I know. She's a Southern California kid. Well, she's out here in Southern California. The Department of Education is investigating 76 colleges and universities for their handling the Title X complaint. A lawsuit filed in federal court alleges that the University of Tulsa failed to protect these students from sexual assault. So, that's some pretty big news that happened on Monday this past week, which was good. And apparently I had my fantasy draft for the football team, and I was rated C. I sucked. Couldn't believe it.
Can they be rated S?
No, they don't have it that low. Or that high. Sorry. Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller re-injured his right shoulder on Monday, according to a report. And it looks like the Arizona Cardinals have confirmed the seriousness of the knee injury defensive tackle Darnell Dockett suffered during Monday's practice and said on Twitter that he tore his right ACL and needs season-ending surgery. Wow, guys.
Big loss. Darnell Dockett has been one of the, you know, one of the guys on that defense that has been there, you know, for the last 5-6 years. And losing a Darnell Dockett is a big hole. And on the, you know, when you look at the football team in a whole, as far as the Cardinals, usually the best part of this team has always been the defense. And when you lose a Darnell Dockett, the leader of that defense, I think it's gonna stand out. That, you know, the Cardinal, you know, we're going to be talking about the NFC West tomorrow on That Being Said on Sunday morning. And this is a big loss. And, you know, this is going to be one of those losses where one guy could make a difference if he's not in the lineup for the Arizona Cardinals.
And speaking of not being in the lineup, I have to tell you that Dream and I have been competitors over the years, and we've played against each other and on the same team often. By nature, Dream is competitive, and I believe there was once or twice that he may have flipped me off on the field, both publicly and privately. I have to tell you that I have flipped Dream off, both publicly and privately, and most recently as of late, probably. But that's neither here nor there. The point is that whenever I flipped him off, Father Dober did not sanction me or penalize me. But it looks like Johnny Manziel, during a game, yes, Dream, that was directed at you, pal. Johnny Manziel has extended his middle finger at the Washington Redskins bench, and the Washington Redskins bench decided that it was kind of funny, and they laughed it off. But apparently, the assistant school principal has decided to fine him. And I guess he fined him like $13,000? $12,000. Wow. Sonny Clark. With your comments, dude, about Johnny Manziel now doing something during the football season.
Well, during the preseason, I hate to say this. I think the fact that he gave the finger is probably the reason why he should start for the Cleveland Browns. And I say this in all sincerity, and I know the scorekeeper will back me up on this. Sometimes when you get mad, you know, you're not thinking, you know, really clearly. But what I think it does, at least in my opinion, I think it shows a passion that during game time that this guy just wants to win or he just wants to be out there. I mean, I put it out there a long time ago, and we were talking about this when we were talking to AFC North. You know, Johnny Manziel or Brian Hoyer at the quarterback. Okay, Brian Hoyer, okay, you can say what you want. Oh, he did great at the end of the season in meaningless games, by the way. You know, you could say what he did. He did a great job and all this other crap, and that's all it is crap. But the difference between Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer is nothing. Butts fill the seat with Johnny Manziel. I think this is a big mistake, and I think this is one of those lessons for the team. I think it hurts the team. Now, am I glad he got fined for what he did? Yes, I fine him all day long, and he should be fined. But the simple fact of the matter is that the Cleveland Browns are going to continually lose when they make mistakes that are going to affect the team as far as whether or not they can win or not. Johnny Manziel not only puts him in the same position as Brian Hoyer does, they fill their stadium if they start him. They don't fill the stadium unless they're going to start him, and they're starting out the season. So those final tickets that are all out with the scalpers, and there are thousands of them, will not be bought because Brian Hoyer is going to start in game number one at their first home game. And that right there is the dumbest mistake that the Cleveland Browns can do for the 2014 season.
Well, Sonny Clark, I don't know if it's a dumbest mistake when you're referring to scalpers. Scalpers are... Yeah, Sonny Clark, you're actually standing up for the scalpers on this one?
No. It really doesn't have anything to do with the scalpers. But here's the thing. They're not going to be able to sell those tickets that are with the scalpers, okay, with Brian Hoyer at the quarterback position. You put Johnny Manziel in, and the scalpers and the stadium is going to be completely full. You could do it. There is no difference between Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer except for the fact that the seats get filled. It's just the way it is. And, you know, say what you want. As far as the Browns are concerned, they don't have anything to lose by doing it this way. However, that's the way they are doing it, and that's the problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome Coffee in the chat room, and I want to thank you for the diatribe, Mr. Cat Potato. Tim Tebow, Ryan Leaf, Gino Toretta, John Manziel, and Christian Ponder. What do these five have in common?
I think they all went to the same college.
Oh, that's funny. The girl group TLC won't screw any of them because they don't have no scrubs. That's not a big grin. That was funny. The big dog grinned on that one. So, there you go. That's why I said what I said. I know Dream has flipped me off both privately and publicly, and I have to him on the field of combat. It's just, it happened. But, you know, you do it in such a way that only he sees. That's it. What happened was the Washington Redskins bench was riding this kid, and they were riding him hard. And he finally snapped, and he flipped him off. It was in the heat of combat. And the Washington Redskins bench died laughing. You know why? Because they knew they got under his skin.
Yep.
That was a victory for the opposition. I said, you know, this preseason, dude, they're riding you, and you're already responding. The first thing you tell them is, scrub,
in a preseason game.
Yes. Shut the hell up, scrub. If you can't take it now, oh, my God, the fans are going to destroy you. Oh, my God.
Well, I've got some big news, scorekeeper, in talking about our fields of competition. I think the Dream has one softball game left in him. And it's coming up on September 7th, which is a Sunday. So I may have to, I'm going to have to fill you in on how that goes. But yeah,
well, Dream, I may be able to be there. I don't know what the 7th is. But, folks, my last day at Baldwin Park was this Thursday. So I'm no longer at Baldwin Park Monday through Thursday. I've now been banished to where I used to live. I am now going to the Holiday Inn facility, which is on Imperial and Garfield. And I'm going to be reporting there every day. Yeah, that's a 34-mile drive. That's a hell of a drive. But you know what?
Yeah, it used to be a five-minute walk from my house.
It's called highway therapy.
Where is the presidential vehicle?
Presidential vehicle is in a secure location right now. Yeah, it's across the street and down.
So there was
no parking out in front because these stupid mother rat bastard neighbors, stupid sons of bitches, all flying. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm back.
So
I apologize.
You're going down the Imperial and Garfield.
I did snap, didn't I? I'm sorry.
You did. That's why I'm laughing.
I'm sorry, Big Dog.
Wow.
You're going down the Imperial and Garfield. You're having the bulletproof windows put in.
Oh, you're funny. No, it'll be just off the freeway. My shift is still the same, so the commute to work is going to be fine in the morning. It's going to be in the evening. It's going to be a bitch.
What time are you going
to
be leaving?
I have to be there at 6 in the morning, which is fine.
Oh.
That's nothing. So, long story short, Dream, it looks like I'm going to be in the neighborhood, so tell me when September 7th is. The weekend? Yeah, you're on your own. It's during the week?
No, it's a company
Sunday?
Softball game. It's a company softball game. It is a Sunday. And I was, my district at work asked if I had ever played or if I knew anything about playing softball. And I said, well, I am fat and old and cannot move like I used to. But I have played a game or two before. And they said, that's great because the last person that hit a base hit on their team
Shut up, Dream. You're 30 years old.
No, but get this. The last person that hit a base hit for our district fell halfway on the way to first base.
Dream.
So I was like, I could be an all-star on this team.
See,
I know that,
but Dream, you're 30. What the hell? Don't tell me you're fat and old. You're 30.
First of all, he doesn't know what fat and old is. I might be the I think if you look that up in the dictionary, you'll see my picture.
And then when you come up with synonyms, then you see the big dog and the scorekeeper. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, all right, we will talk about that. But it looks like I'm going to be working from 6 to 4:30.
I'll fill you in on my box score after the game. But it's coming up, man. So I'm getting a little excited now. I got the old tingle in the fingers, getting ready to point out to the outfield, hoping I hit a home run so I don't have to really run.
No, oh point the bat like they do in Major League.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have to play with the marbles.
Yeah. Matt Alvarez, yes, Dream is 30. So it just goes to show you. Because I think
I'm 32 this year. I turned 32 this year. So I got Matt.
Okay, so that still makes you the younger one, Matt, because Matt's, I believe, 31. So there you go.
He's the one that needed the permission slip, right?
I'm going to let it go. See, look, you see, Matt, everyone's laughing at you. I don't. They do. But here. Apparently, the Minnesota Vikings.
You talking about Matt Gaines, man?
Actually, I don't know if he does.
Well, I was wondering, maybe, you know, is he Catholic? Is that what you're saying,
Matt? I'm missing the innuendo there.
Well, yeah, because you're not a priest. You know, innuendo?
Yeah, so anyway, speaking of such matters, the Minnesota Vikings and Chris Cluey announced Tuesday that they reached a settlement to resolve the former punter's allegations of homophobic behavior by the team. Way to go. Out-of-court settlement. Way to go, guys. But speaking of out-of-court settlement, former NHL player Steve Moore's long-running lawsuit against Todd Bertuzzi and the Vancouver Canucks has ended with the sides agreeing to an out-of-court settlement.
And they are being quiet about it. Their scorekeeper, they are not saying anything. It's a settlement that is based upon
anonymity.
Yeah, he's not allowed to say what the amount was. So interesting stuff.
Anonymity. I don't know if that would be the appropriate word there, Mr. Clark, but we'll accept it at this point, only because you did very well in your wanting to get it in there. But immunity, sir. I think the word you were looking for.
I'm based up on the right word. I'm thinking, isn't that the definition of, you know, keeping it quiet?
No, immunity is
quiet.
And actually, anonymity is you know like hiding, being silent, you know, not knowing who it is.
Yes.
That's
the money portion of it.
Well, there's no doubt that they've been they've agreed to it. Which one? In plain sight?
No doubt.
Oh, no doubt. That's a group. Way to go, big dog. Don't care. So that's good. So I'm sure there's a lot of money there. Tiger Woods has reaffirmed that he's not going to be playing for a while. Way to go, Tiger. Get the hell out of here. I'm sure there's some that want to see.
Is he still with Lindsay?
He is the biggest wuss on the PGA. Jeez.
Really? Back surgery, hip surgery, he's the biggest wuss, huh?
No, he's a wuss because he bows out, you know, I'm not playing well, so I bow out of the tournament. I don't know how many tournaments I played when my back was hurting. And I don't even want to hear that crap. If you can't finish out the round, you're a wuss. I mean, you're on a golf course, for God's sake. It's not like you're getting buried by defensive linemen. You're swinging a stick. Get serious and finish out the round and stop making excuses for your bad play.
Wow, and I was willing to give Tiger Woods a bit of a doubt, but I'm going to go ahead and go with this one. Oh, by the way, Dream, Matt Alvarez in the chat room says, shut up, Dream. So anyway, just thought I'd share that with you.
Thanks for the sentiment.
The largest shoe and apparel deal kicked off in earnest Tuesday as Under Armour revealed its new Notre Dame football uniform. And it looks like, in another note, Under Armour has offered Kevin Durant a 10-year, $285 million endorsement deal. Now, it's interesting because that's going to roughly be about $28 million a year, for those of us keeping score at home, but the operating profit for Under Armour is $30 million. Wow. Now, you can check it out, all the details and stuff. If Kevin Durant were to come over and score with Under Armour, Under Armour would probably be a player at that point. And it is something that is going to be interesting to see if Kevin Durant's going to take it. 10-year, $285 million contract. That would be more than what LeBron James is getting with Nike right now. And I don't know if Durant is getting like $7 or $8 million a year right now from Nike. So,
well, the thing is, Kevin Durant had a contract with Nike. Under Armour is now up.
He still does.
Yeah.
Continue.
But it's up. So he's trying to get the contract, or it'll be up within the season or something.
No, it's up. But there's unique details about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and of course, Under Armour is trying to steal him away. Now he's giving Nike a chance to come up with their own. That was 2 days ago.
Actually, that's why people are getting it wrong. Apparently, Nike, under the terms of this contract, because it's what they have, that even though the contract is now up, under the terms of the contract, which is funny, wait a minute, the contract expired. But under the terms of the contract, if someone comes in with a bigger offer, they get to match it. So Nike would have to choke by taking a $285 million deal on Kevin Durant.
Maybe that's
why
they're trying. Maybe that's
the
Under Armour trying
to
playoffs.
I'm sorry, both of you spoke at that exact moment. What was the dream?
I said maybe that's what Under Armour is trying to do, just send out
yes.
a big hit to a major competitor. This way they have more wiggle room. Because, I mean, if Nike matches that, I mean, that's a pretty sizable chunk. I mean, it's not anything obscene that they can't handle, but it's certainly more doable than coming from Under Armour, you know.
Well,
you know,
well,
I don't.
Couch Potato. Here's the thing, Couch Potato. LeBron James, who's the best seller, is being paid, I believe, $20 million a year. And all of a sudden, Kevin Durant's going to be the highest paid.
Well, they're not going to do it. Okay, Nike isn't going to match it. In fact, this could be a thing that kills Under Armour. You would think of Under Armour has nothing to lose. If they go ahead, they sock it to Nike, and then they're going to have an inner company squabble over LeBron James and that situation. But here's the thing: if I'm Nike, I let him take Kevin Durant, and the reason being is Kevin Durant is not the big name in the NBA anymore. Okay, at one time when he had the potential to move on and be the guy in the NBA, be right there with LeBron James, he choked, he gagged. So if I'm Nike, let him go ahead and Under Armour take him, because the simple fact of the matter is Kevin Durant's not getting the job done out on the basketball court. And here's another thing. It could put Under Armour, you know, give them one hell of a shot, because that's a big, big paycheck that they're going to give out to Kevin Durant if they do it. And how will that affect Under Armour in reality when it comes to finances? So it's a win-win for both sides. If Nike lets him go, it puts a dent in Under Armour. If he goes to Nike, then there's a deal they're going to have to deal with LeBron James and Kevin Durant. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, Big Dog, I don't know if you actually saw the details, but
I'm reading right now.
Apparently, Kevin Durant's shoe does sell very, very well.
Oh, he sells very, very well. The thing is, though, he is, you know, he finally won his first MVP this year. LeBron has, now, I understand what Couch is saying about
there's
him.
There's truth to what you're saying, but.
But the thing is, you know, okay, he says, oh, you know, he hasn't wanted, he's choked and stuff. Well, that sounds very oddly familiar from some other person by the nickname of King James who choked for 8 years before he finally won a title. That's exactly where Kevin Durant is at right now. He's at 6 years or 7 years with the team. So they're actually in the same spot. And Kevin Durant is poised to take over the number one spot from LeBron James. Now, if he'll have it as long as LeBron had the number one spot, I don't know. But he is poised to be the number one player in the NBA either this year, if not this year, definitely next year. He should be the consensus best player in basketball, like I said, by the end of next year. Now, details on this is Nike is offering him their last offer, so they would give Durant a base and minimum royalty guarantee that would be equal to no less than $20 million a year. Because if Under Armour wins services of Durant, It'd be the largest sponsorship deal the company has ever committed to. The average of $26.5 to $28.5 million means that Under Armour would be devoting nearly 10% of its current annual marketing budget on him.
Wow.
Because although Under Armour has been giving investors guidance that it might be hit with the $3 billion in revenue this year, only about 1% of that is from basketball.
Wow, that's going to affect us getting a sponsorship on the Couch Potato Sports Show from the Under Armour. They won't even look at the little guys anymore.
Now, folks, I do want to comment on – that's quite good. That is funny. Coffee says that the biggest endorsement deal ever is Adidas, and theirs was 10 years, $1.28 billion with Manchester United. Yes, Coffee, thank you very much. That deal eclipsed, very few people know this, the Adidas deal that the New York Yankees had exclusively when almost everyone used Nike. The Yankees were using Adidas, and it was causing trouble in baseball because I believe Nike had the national contract. But when you went to Yankee Stadium, it's always been Adidas because they paid a buttload of money in Yankee Stadium to be a Yankee.
So actually this would be the biggest individual contract given out.
That's the case. It is for Under Armour.
Yeah, for Coffee, I mean, he's saying the team, you're saying the team, you know.
Oh, I agree. It's the biggest endorsement deal, the one with Manchester United.
Yeah, but that's the whole team, though. I'm saying who's the biggest team?
I'm not certain.
Coffee, you're the guru of...
No, he's not the guru.
...of unknown facts.
Oh, okay. I would quantify that by adding unknown and useless facts.
If you could possibly find out who would be the individual...
You liked it, Couch.
I liked it.
...who had the largest single contract.
And I'm sure Coffee will tell us because he does know quite a bit. You know, again, Coffee, for slamming the sports that you do, you sure as hell know a lot about it. I've always said it. That's always been my stance. You know, for a guy who always thinks things are worthless, he always knows so much about a lot of stuff. So it's always a pleasure having him in there.
Do you know Michael Jordan made over $100 million last year from his Jordans?
For what? I believe it. I did not know that. Thank you. The Big Tom just flipped me off.
Johnny Manziel, you. How much you gonna find him? How much you gonna find him?
Oh man! So we got the Usain Bolt and the Johnny Manziel.
What's his fine gonna be, scorekeeper?
I like it, like it. Oh, we're having too much fun.
Hey, Jim Kelly has no evidence of cancer. Hey, big story. Jim Kelly has no evidence of cancer right now. That is great news.
I'm happy. I really am. That's good stuff.
It says here that Durant, in 2007, that he wanted to sign with Nike so bad that he signed a $60 million deal with them, which was $20 million less than Adidas. And that was before he even stepped on the National Basketball Association court.
Yeah, because I think Adidas did offer him a lot more.
Yeah, they offered him 60
from
Nike.
But he wanted Nike.
So for the last 7 years, he's been getting just under $10 million a year. He's been getting about $9 million a year.
Just an endorsement.
Just from the shoe, yes.
Yes.
Along with his contract.
Yep.
You know, that's where a lot of these players make their money, is actually through the endorsements and all the deals that they get on the side. You know, that's where Shaq made all his millions, where he never had to cash an NBA check ever.
Go ahead, Sonny.
I want to jump in there because, and I'm not to refute what the big dog says, okay? But I actually, and I wasn't even looking, like when scorekeeper says something, I start looking up. I just actually tripped into this one because we've been saying that. And that's not necessarily true, their big dog. It was after his first year, because after his first year, he bought his mama a car and a house. And that did come from what he was getting paid. But after that, that's when he hasn't had to do that. So just to, and not to refute what you're saying, but I found that quite interesting. He bought his mama a house and a car. and his agent said, knock it off. So when his financial agent told him to do that, he stopped.
Wow. Okay. Well,
if
sure
a financial agent tell you not to take care of mama, it does not matter. You take care of mama first and then figure out the rest.
That is so true. So I know we're going to continue on that subject for a little bit, but in some other news on Wednesday, former Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling revealed Wednesday for the first time the type of cancer he is battling. Boston Red Sox,
bullshit of the mouth?
Stupid carcinoma, mouth cancer, dribble, Boston Nation. I'm sorry. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Well, actually, I did. He suffered from squamous cell carcinoma or mouth cancer and detailed the painful treatment and recovery process that caused him to lose 75 pounds. Actually, the most painful thing was that Curt Schilling had to write this down and he couldn't publicly say it. That's really what the crime was for Curt Schilling. He had to tell people in written form what it was.
Did he do chop?
He did. Oh, he did all that stuff.
See, and that's, you know, it's starting to come back and bite all these players that did it for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Look at, I mean, unfortunately, rest in peace, but look at Tony Gwynn. You know?
You had to go with that. You had to go. It came back to bite him, really? Thanks.
The Dallas Cowboys haven't made the playoffs since 2009.
And they're not going to this year.
He'll tell you. Yet somehow, Jerry Jones' team has once again risen in value.
Yes.
By 36% over last year to lead the Forbes NFL team value list, which was released Wednesday at
$3.2 billion.
Say it again, Big Dog, I didn't hear you.
$3.2 billion.
Oh, my God, Big Dog, that's a lot of quan.
There is only one team in the world that is worth more. What team is that? team is that, scorekeeper?
I know. I was laughing.
Stupid soccer.
I'll get put coffee put in the chat room. I like what Coffee put in the chat room. I'm sorry, Big Dog.
There is only one team in the world that is worth more than the Dallas Cowboys. What team is that?
You know, I haven't checked my numbers lately, but you just mentioned them. Manchester United.
That's right. $3.4 billion, followed by the number three team in the world.
Wouldn't let me kill it, so I had to use my palm.
The number three team in the world is?
The Yankees.
That's right. Yeah. I believe you got a flat three.
But nobody counts soccer anyway.
Yeah, we're the only ones in the world that don't count soccer. We're actually known as football.
Otherwise, as obviously, not the American football. Anyway,
right.
I thought this was funny. When I was rambling on what Schilling was suffering from, Coffee says, "Are you sure, Roger? I'm pretty sure Schilling is suffering from ketchup upon the sockitis." I was like, all right. Yeah, I like it, because I was thinking about that when I was saying it. That's why I was coming up with that BS line.
I believe that sock sold for like $35,000.
It sold for a lot of
Some stupid idiot.
Yeah, a Boston fan.
Yeah, might as well just sell a jockstrap then.
I think we've now heard, and this is something that has been going on since 2000.
What have you heard?
Actually, quite a bit, Big Dog. Former NFL referee Mike Carey told the Washington Post that he requested not to work home or away games for the Washington Redskins since 2006 due to the team's controversial nickname.
Whatever.
But the thing is that he did this since 2006.
Yeah,
so that's, you know, at least that man has...
Lots of people are now jumping on that bandwagon and
I know, they really have issue with the Washington Redskins.
There's a minor league team that now has abandoned the name.
The Redskins?
Yes, there is a...
So they don't use the name Redskins anymore.
No, they abandoned the name and they're trying
Green, can you believe that? They're not using Redskins anymore.
I'm happy.
There you go. Couch potato, can you imagine? They find the name Redskins offensive, so they're not using it anymore. Wow. Redskins. It's offensive, so people are not using it anymore. Big Dog, Redskins. Wow.
Yeah, they should use their new name. They should use the Brown Beaters.
The Brown.
Oh, God. you could go see. I think here in Lake Elsinore, you know, it's a double A team or A team. We can go see the Brown Beaners versus the Crackers. It'd be perfect.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's right.
And
that's
the
right.
the other LA team, La Migra.
La Migra.
That's LA.
La Migra versus the Miner.
Oh my God. And speaking of referees, back to the NBA just really quick. Veteran NBA referee Dick Bavera finally retired after 39 years.
In other words, he's like, what, 90 now?
I believe he is 72.
That guy sued his mom because he found the name Dick offensive.
He is 74 years old, and he has officiated a record 2,635 consecutive games.
Yeah, I'm sure when he's elected to the Hall of Fame, that's going to be his calling card.
Probably.
Yep.
He said he started his career on December 2nd, 1975.
Ooh. And that was before Matt and Dream were born.
And never missed a game. He worked 270.
He is a Cal Ripken?
Yes. In fact, they made a reference to that he was most proud of his streak, which last season surpassed even the great Cal Ripken at 26-32.
Wow.
They said that he also worked 270 playoff games and 27 NBA finals.
Wow. That guy has witnessed some incredible stuff.
27 of 39 years he was in the finals.
I'm sure he witnessed Michael Jordan's final shot.
On the craft table? He was there in Atlantic City. Damn! That's pretty damn good.
All right. That was good.
By the way, after Jordan threw the dice, he probably blew the whistle. Oh, that line.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to go with that one, Coffee. But anyway, let me see. He's talking crap about Bavetta. What a shock. Do we have breaking news here? Sonny Clark, I need the breaking news music, please. I don't have it here. I really don't.
Oh, you need Ted Koppel? The Ted Koppel music?
I need
music?
Ted Koppel.
Ah,
yes.
Hold on. I'll get it for you.
Yes, please. No, it's locked. I'm going to go see them. Okay, take over real quick.
Sorry. What's breaking news?
Oh, I don't know.
So you didn't want the song, but it had no breaking news?
Yeah.
What's your head?
What?
Why is your head red?
Shut up.
What'd you do?
Mind your own business.
What'd you do? Mind
your own business.
You know, when you're underneath the desk, you should watch out. You hit the top of your head when you come up.
Life lesson from Monica Lewinsky, page 3.
Mr. Roger.
That was classic.
Well, since Scorekeeper's gone for a second. I want to go real quick to the No Fun League, the NFL. Couch, what do you think about Jimmy Graham, which, of course, is the New Orleans Saints tight end? He was fined $30,000 for dunking not once but twice during a preseason game after he scored a touchdown. So $30,000. I mean, come on. They're getting ridiculous now.
What happened?
This just in, he was offered a contract from the Washington Wizards to
New Orleans. Jimmy Graham of the Saints got fined $30,000 for dunking the basketball over the goalpost.
You know, Sonny Clark knows as well as I do that in the indoor football league, they give you like 15 or 20 seconds after a touchdown to pretty much do whatever you want.
That's why I call it the No Fun League. The NFL.
No Fun League.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so why don't you go and take care of business?
Thank you.
And join us. Sonny Clark, you're doing the program right after, right?
Actually, I cannot do the show. I'm actually got a business meeting at 11 o'clock today. So I am not going to do the show. But as far as the Ted Koppel music scorekeeper. I'm putting it in. I'm sending it to you via Facebook because it's faster and it's easier.
Did you hear what I think happened in your head?
No. Yeah. Thank you, Sonny. All right, Big Dog, go do what you're gonna go do. Please hurry up. Go. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord.
And then Matt, Green said. Just picture him on the balloon.
Yeah, thank you. Get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking to myself. Anyway, I'm back. Big dog, I'm going to go take a dump right now. So.
All right. And we're still live. So, Sonny, you're not going to do your program. Okay, well, we're just going to...
Unless you want to grab it up and take it, you can. But, yeah, unfortunately... Wait a second, scorekeeper. Forget it. I'll just resend it because I don't want you to have to go back into your message archive. Forget it. I'd already sent it to you, but I will send it to you again.
Okay. Sure.
There it is. It's in your Facebook right now.
Well, golly gee. Thank you, Mr. Clark. I will
You're
access
up.
The Messenger, which I never use, but that's okay, Sonny Clark.
Facebook. Yep, it's the only one I use.
I don't use Messenger on Facebook.
Oh.
Do you know why?
As
I've only been stating for the last month why I don't use it is because I don't...
Well, I thought
I don't
you'd be on your computer.
Yes, I do, from time to time, and I will get to it. I don't use the Facebook Messenger because it's yet another program that I have to download, and yet it's about the same size of the original Facebook, and it just sucks up so much memory. Just ridiculous.
Got it.
Forget the privacy stuff. It's just I don't want another app. That's what it is. I don't want to have – I want to use Facebook, not another app. So, you know, hey.
What's your email?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you on air, Sonny Clark, what my email is. It's okay, Sonny Clark. I'm going to check my Messenger, and I'll send you my email by Messenger. It's all good. It's okay, Sonny Clark. I'm only kidding. I will go ahead and do it. Coffee says that on a side note, he played a couple hours of the new Madden football game. He says it's terrible. Like every year, it's nothing more than a roster update with bad AI. Because it's a side note. But he'd recommend avoiding it. So there you go. So we even have game reviews right here, folks. We're down to the last 3 minutes here. We're going to do the Adam Dunn watch real quick. Adam Dunn in the last 10 games hit .229. On the season, he's got 19 home runs and 49 RBIs. Way to go, Adam Dunn. $56 million contract for 4 years, and you are ripping off the Chicago White Sox. Way to go, Adam Dunn. You should have retired like you said you were thinking about 2 years ago. But that's okay. Say what sounds good today and forget about tomorrow. And congratulations to the Chicago White Sox for overpaying for a worthless baseball player. Worthless. Absolutely worthless. So, I'm good with that. And that's what I mean, and I'm done. It's a waste of time. So, last thoughts, kids? Starting with
I very rarely have thoughts, but yeah, nothing here.
Dream, last thoughts.
Last thoughts, no, just again, if you're going to do the Ice Bucket Challenge, please donate anyway. They need all the help they can get. With all the celebrities doing, and they've only raised like 20-something million, they should be in the 100 million range with all the celebrities like Oprah, Tom Cruise, everybody else. So, I mean, just if you're going to do it, donate. Throw the money out there. At least let people know where they can donate. In the meantime, I can't challenge because I haven't been challenged, so there you go.
Yeah, I haven't been challenged either, nor is Sonny Clark. But I will say this, that Charlie Sheen pulled off one of the creative ones, which other people are now copying. Charlie Sheen said, okay, here's my ice bucket challenge, and he put the bucket over his head, and a whole lot of money fell to the floor. He says, hey, that's not ice. That's $10,000. And he's like, that's real money. I was like, all right, Charlie. Way to go, Mr. Tiger Blood. We do suffer from Tiger Blood ourselves from time to time, but we don't get it all the time, unlike
Charlie. Hey, scorekeeper, did you hear about those stupid Pittsburgh Steeler running backs? Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount are facing marijuana possession charges.
Driving
under the influence of marijuana, and their answer is, oh, it's not legal everywhere. It's legal where I live.
Oh, my God. Way to go.
Oh,
see, that would have been a great breaking news, folks. It's not legal here. And there it is, 10 seconds. Thanks, Big Dog, Sonny, Dream, and, of course, Brian.
Coffee, Matt, in the chat room. Thanks, guys. We are out of here. And
hasta.
Yeah, we're in. Let me do the good night one, and that's it. We're out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Please drive carefully and arrive home safely. Good night.
I sent it to you via email, Roger, Ted Koppel, via email.
I will. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Sports Talk with the Guys. You are listening to an NDB Media sports program. Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks, is a copyright entity of NDB Media. Don't forget, we'll sue your ass because we got nothing better to do.
That's right.
That's right.
Tell the crew we got nothing on us.
That's right. And that's right. You guys believe that. You're much more stupid than we are. Peace!